China's influence. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's the goal of a global infrastructure and investment partnership announced at the G7 meeting in Germany. President Biden says the partnership invests in countries that need help and that there are already projects underway.
These strategic investments are areas of critical to sustainable development and to our shared global stability. Health and health security, digital connectivity, gender equality and equity, climate and energy security.
The U.S. will be investing $200 billion over the next 5 years. Reaction continues over last week's Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem on ABC's This Week.
What they said is that the Constitution does not guarantee a right to an abortion. That means that each state will make the decision for themselves on what their laws look like, and that those women have an opportunity to speak to their elected officials there.
But abortion rights supporters are vowing to not give up. New York Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
There must be consequences for such a deeply destabilizing action and hostile takeover of our democratic institutions.
Ocasio-Cortez on NBC's Meet the Press. Iranian state TV says Tehran launched a solid-fueled rocket with a satellite carrier.
That announcement coming a day after Iran and the European Union agreed to resume stalled talks over Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. It's not clear when exactly the rocket was launched, but the announcement did come after satellite photos showed preparations at a desert launch pad. Iran had announced that it planned tests for the rocket. No word if that launch was successful. Previous rocket launches have drawn rebukes from the U.S.
Fox's Paul Stevens. America is listening. Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some encouraging news about monkeypox. Fox's Jane Fergus has more.
The World Health Organization says that at least for now, the monkeypox outbreak does not warrant being called a global health emergency. Monkeypox is a viral illness causing flu-like symptoms and skin lesions and has now been reported in 50 countries. WHO officials say the disease, which does have vaccines and treatments, will be closely monitored and reviewed again in a few weeks. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
The Supreme Court is taking on the case of a fired former assistant football coach. Joe Kennedy was fired from a Washington high school for refusing to stop praying on the field after games.
It is so bizarre to me. Something so simple as taking a knee for, 15 seconds in thanks after a football game is made this much noise and all the way to the Supreme Court. It seems just weird to me.
The Supreme Court ruling is expected before the court enters summer recess. Police in Oklahoma managed to sniff out a suspect who turned to cow manure for a hiding place. Fox's Richard Jordan reports.
Police in Nowata County, Oklahoma, some 50 miles north of Tulsa, say a 23-year-old driver went to extremes to avoid getting a traffic ticket. Officers attempted to pull over Wolf October Berry for not wearing a seatbelt when he allegedly sped away, crashed his truck, and took off running. Berry did manage to lay low for several hours by hiding in cow manure. Police got up to him and took him from the stink pile to jail. Officers say Berry not only evaded the law, but he had a loaded semi-automatic pistol in his truck and several items stolen from nearby properties. He is now facing a long list of charges. Richard Jordan, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.